Folks, well, we're going to get started here this evening. And again, in advance, I want to thank everybody for joining us. This is the second of our Predictions Call series. And we're kicking it off tonight with one of my good friends, Jim Edwards. And I've known Jim for a number of years, and he's really built a very successful business. And one of the things that I'm interested to talk to Jim about is he's transitioned to a very different business model, and he's very, feels very strong about it, so we'll talk to him about that. But always the entertaining Jim Edwards. Jim, welcome to the call.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's kind of weird to be doing a call instead of a webinar. But I guess people are still doing these teleseminars, huh?
Yeah, we'll certainly talk to you about that. I'd be interested to talk to you about that in terms of what your thoughts are as far as the technology goes and where the trends are certainly leading to. But for the folks who may not have heard of you, can you just give us a quick background of, you know, who you are and where you came from and what you're up to these days?
Well, I started selling online way back in the dark ages of 1997. I started selling ebooks, and by the way, ebooks still sell despite what anybody would try and tell you. I've been known for a lot of different things on the internet: articles, multimedia, webinars, mini sites. And my thing has always been, when I see something that I think is going to be the next big thing, I go and actually do it for quite a while before I actually turn around and try and teach it to anybody. So, you know, I went from literally bankrupt and living in a trailer park to now multi-million dollar business, and we're doing extremely well financially, but more importantly, we're able to impact a lot of people's lives around the world, and as well as my own family.
Yeah, well, certainly, and you know, I give you a lot of credit for that, Jim, because you know, you really have done a great job of not only building a business for yourself, but I know you employ several of your close family members. You have a variety of different projects that support a number of different, not only projects with your family, but, you know, supporting other causes as well. And we certainly thank you for, joining us here tonight. You've been a big support here as well.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, well, let's get into the meat and potatoes of tonight, Jim. You are always on the leading edge when it comes to marketing products and services online. You seem to see a lot of trends before a lot of people, and you jump in full tilt if you think it makes sense. And so what I'm interested to hear from you tonight is, looking back over the past 12 months, what really stood out for you as far as what happened in the online marketing space and how it affected your particular business?
Well, how honest do you want me to be?
I want you to be honest. I mean, that's what this is all about. I mean, let's pull back the curtain and give people your honest opinion on what happened and what your thoughts were about the last 12 months.
Okay. Well, number one thing that really stands out for me over the last 12 months is just how bad the lemming mentality is online now. People are jumping off cliffs because other people told them to jump off a cliff. And I think that, you know, everybody's just whipped into this frenzy over, you know, the next big thing. And the problem is that most people are playing follow the follower. And there are lots of great examples of social manipulation, both good and bad, that have taken place. And, you know, it's not just online, but you can't really separate online from offline anymore as far as the media. But, you know, some great examples of social pressure doing good would be these calls. You know, positive impact of people really spreading the word and getting dozens of people to contribute and hundreds, if not thousands, of people to donate money. But, you know, a negative example of this type of just social lemmingism is really the current financial crisis out there. I think a lot of that was made worse by the media freaking everybody out, just as an example.
Right.
You know, another thing that I've noticed over the last year is everybody started jumping on the bandwagon of social media. And I think that it has its place, but in many instances it has been massively overhyped. And it's not the end-all and be-all that people make it out to be. And just the reason I bring it up is because I've seen a lot of people abandon tried and true methods in favor of this mythical, magical social media thing, only to fall flat on their faces. So I'm not saying social media, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff doesn't work, but I will say that majority of people are using it wrong.
Right. Right.
And the third thing that I've seen over the last 12 months is that everybody's attention is getting even more fractured. I mean, people just can't concentrate on one thing long enough to actually get results before the quote unquote next big thing comes along. And people just don't have time to spend on any one particular thing before they're pulled off to the next. And so people are being bombarded with more and they're actually accomplishing less. And I think that's reaching just gigantic proportions now, the problem.
Well, let's talk about some of those things in a little bit more depth, Jim. I mean, one of the things that I want to kind of explore a little bit is you said that, you know, a lot of people are abandoning tried and true methods that, you know, work for marketing their products and services online. What kind of methods do you think are getting overlooked by a lot of people for the, you know, the new flashy, you know, gadgets, if you will?
Well, I think it really comes back to people. It comes back to you know, individuals and just in you market, you might be marketing to 1,000 people, but you market to one person. Each one of those people individually. So for example, some of the things that we've done in response to this, we put a much heavier emphasis this year on doing live events online, specifically even more live webinars, because that helps cut through the noise and it also helps to develop relationships with our customers and subscribers. And we've really put a big emphasis in the last year on building relationships through events and really giving better free stuff than what other people are charging for. I mean, the webinars that we're doing, like I'm doing one tomorrow night, and the webinars that we're giving away for free, I know are better than what 99% of the people out there are charging money for. And people can see that. And so I think that's one of the things that everybody can do to cut through the clutter, is because if people are not stupid. I mean, they can recognize value. They can recognize whether or not you're delivering on your promises. And so by doing live events, by packing in as much value as you can, the better off you are. And one of the other things that we've done, partially on purpose and partially out of necessity because of a family situation we had, was I couldn't communicate with my subscribers every single week. So when I could, I made sure that when we did communicate with them, it was high impact. You know, couldn't do an article every week like we've done for years. But if we could do one webinar a month, we made sure that webinar was just completely and totally kick-ass. And so when we do, you know, we're not emailing every day and sometimes not even emailing every week. But when we do email, people pay attention because of that value focus.
And you've always had certainly a focus on that. I mean, you've used multimedia to really not only generate a lot of, you know, interest and excitement in you and your products, but as a way of connecting with people. I mean, you were one of the early people to adopt video and utilize that in your marketing. Have you seen, you know, any things in particular as far as the multimedia goes that people should be aware of?
Well, I think what's going to happen next year is, as far as multimedia and video, is that there's going to be an explosion of tools that are going to claim to help you do video better, do video faster. And some of those tools are going to be really good. And unfortunately, some of them are going to be really crap. And so if you're looking to do more video, concentrate on stuff that's going to allow you to get your video done fast and get it up, post it on the web, post it on your blog, getting it out to various sources that can help you use it to generate traffic, and also how to utilize cheaper server, cheaper streaming, and stuff that really isn't going to cost you, you know, $30, $40, $50 a month to be able to stream audio and video, when you can use something like Amazon S3 a lot cheaper. And you don't even have to pay monthly. You know, there are services I know that are already out there and that are going to be out there. that are charging people to help them use S3, and I think there's going to be an explosion of tools that's going to blow those people out of business too. So
I mean, this is really interesting because certainly, you know, video has been a big topic, and there's been a tremendous growth as far as the video and the way it's being used, and you've always been at the forefront of that. So it's interesting for everybody listening, you know, to know that not only is video still important, as Jim's saying, but you know, there's going to be a lot of different tools that are going to be made available to make it easier and make getting the videos done. But if I'm hearing you correctly, the key there, though, Jim, is to focus on speed and using it for the right reasons, aka generating traffic.
Speed and value in the form of generating traffic, but also creating relationships and being a starting point of relationships and building trust. So you would, you know, specifically in the areas of video blogging, pre-sale videos on your mini sites, things like that.
Gotcha.
And just speed, though. Speed is the key. You can't take a week to put up a video. You got to be able to get a video up in an hour.
Got it. Well, and so let's continue that thought. I mean, looking back, I mean, you talked about the lemming mentality. A lot of people, you know, following the follower, if you will. How have you really taken a step back? Because I know that you've adopted a very different business model, and it's really become the focal point of everything that you do. I'm wondering if you can kind of share that with everybody and then share why you've adopted that model now versus, you know, what you used to do.
Well, the model that we're using now we call the wagon wheel. And what it is, if you draw out on a piece of paper the hub of a wheel right in the middle, and that's your membership site or your blog, and it's a relationship building site. And then leading into that hub, you have a number of spokes. And each one of those spokes is a mini site. And a mini site is really a site that forces people to make one of four definite decisions when it comes to, you know, online business. They're either going to buy something, they're going to click a link, they're going to sign up for some sort of a list, or they're going to respond to some sort of a survey. And as people get more and more fragmented, they're looking for somebody on the quote-unquote white horse to lead them to salvation. And they're looking for a relationship with someone who can help them understand their options and who can really be a leader for them. So what we're doing is we're using our mini sites, which are direct response marketing mechanisms, conversion pieces on the internet, and using those to ultimately have people wind their way down to a membership site or a free blog where we can develop a relationship with them and they can get to know us and we can get to know them and we can make multiple sales, as opposed to the old model, which is a new promotion every single month. And so each month, by having that continuity, by having not just the continuity of income with a membership site, but the continuity of share of mind with a blog that you post to regularly and you communicate with people and have a dialogue, that is going to create for you a business that's actually going to last. Using that combination of direct response, driving traffic to many sites, forcing people to segment themselves, filter themselves, once you get them into the system, then using a membership site or free blog to develop that relationship. That's the model that's going to last. You know, everything else is window dressing. Everything else is tactics. Should you have this video above the fold or below the fold? Should you post on Facebook? Should you use Twitter? Should you use Google AdWords? All these things are important, but if you don't have the right business model set up, you're just going to run a promotion. You might get lucky, but most likely you're going to fail. So you've got to have a real business set up, and a real business on the internet, in the end, comes down to relationships with people within a niche. I don't care what niche you're in.
And it's interesting because I'm writing this down, and to give everybody a visual, you're saying the center point of the diagram is the blog or the membership site, and the primary purpose of that is to build the relationship with the people visiting there. And then from there, that's where you drive them to direct response style websites to sell various products and services.
And, well, see, they come, they go both ways. You then also use those direct response mini sites to drive people to the central relationship site. So it works both ways.
Gotcha.
And that's the power of it, because someone might come in on one spoke, and then they come into your relationship site, and then they could go to multiple spokes and buy. Or someone that you would have totally missed with one spoke finds you on another spoke. And that's why another thing that we're really going to concentrate on this year is opening up new streams of distribution. People tend to fall into patterns. You know, if you ask most people, how do you get traffic to your website? How do you get distribution? How do you get eyeballs? The vast majority of them are going to say pay-per-click, or some might say articles, or some might say search engine optimization. But there are dozens of different ways to get traffic to your websites. But even when you look at those, you got to also look at what are some traffic sources, what are some distribution methods that are totally outside what everybody else in my niche is going to look at. I mean, great examples would be eBay. You know, eBay even though it's big, it's a massively underutilized stream of distribution for products. Also, specialty magazines, little ads, lead generation ads in specialty magazines. Blog ads. You know, everybody talks about, Google AdWords, or getting into the content network, which shows up when people are displaying Google AdSense. But what about dedicated blog ad networks? You know, how many of you have actually gone out, found one of those, and tested ads? And also, using more physical products as lead generators. You know, creating CDs, creating DVDs, creating physical books that could even end up in physical bookstores that you could use as sources of distribution to get people into that central hub. Because the real money, the real game is won in that central hub when you've got people that are paying you $20, $30, $40, $50, $100, $200, $500 a month.
And it's really interesting because, you know, a lot of people, the initial reaction from a lot of people hearing you say that is, oh, my, Jim, that sounds... it sounds all a little crazy as far as the physical products go. It sounds like more work and more hassle, but there are a lot of ways to automate this. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there are a lot of ways to automate it and to kill five birds with one stone. You know, sorry for all you PETA people and animal rights activists, but, I mean, you know, you know, why hit one bird when you could take out the whole bush and kill a few squirrels, too? You know, for example, you do a teleseminar, the teleseminar turns into an MP3 that you can sell, can also turn into a physical CD, audio CD that you can sell on Amazon.
Right.
And how many of you have actually done that?
Very few. And this is certainly, you know, an opportunity that you're seeing out there, and I know you're pursuing it, as you mentioned. What other things do you see or predictions or opportunities do you see coming up as we begin to wind down here?
I think the thing you need to understand is that people's time is going to get even more limited, which is going to make the use of mini sites even more important. In fact, you know, I predict there's going to be a rise of the quote-unquote micro site. And these are going to be even shorter mini sites, a lot of them with video and just abbreviated sales copy that as people look to make snap judgments about lower priced products or free offers, you're just going to have to cut to the chase faster. I mean, it's going to be a lot shorter sales copy, more benefit driven. It's just, you know, not going to prove how long of a sales letter you can write. It's how fast can you enter the dialogue in people's minds. I think mini sites and online video are going to get even more popular. And like I said, there are going to be new tools that are going to make it cheaper and they're going to make it easier than ever. And, you know, it's just going to be truly point and click and not just for video, but, you know, also just for making your video better, you know, for things like special effects, music, other, there's going to be this melding of hardware and software with the intention of online video. Just working smoother and faster. You know, I think also as people are going to start paying more often to have other people filter the mountains of information that we all face. And I think you're going to see a situation where people are going to be willing to pay 10, 15, 20 bucks a month. They might not be willing to pay $100 a month, but they're willing to pay 15 or 20 bucks a month in a particular niche or for a particular purpose. You know, because the next logical step is, you know, a paid newsletter or some other premium content in a lot of niches, especially where there's just explosive amounts of information. And, you know, everybody's touting continuity and membership sites, and they're dead on with this. And it's just perfect for that wagon wheel model of multiple mini sites targeting various aspects of the same niche and then just funneling everybody into that central relationship hub. And, you know, the other thing that I, you know, it's interesting, two last things. You know, building your list on purpose is also going to be key. You know, most people build their lists as a sideline. Either a sideline to product sales or their blog or something like that. But I think there's a big opportunity in just shifting your mindset a little bit and asking a very simple question first, and that question before you do anything. And that is, how can I build a targeted list that I can profit from now and in the future? You know, rather than saying, okay, how can I sell this ebook and build a list? It's, how can I build a list and sell this ebook? Does that make sense?
Totally. Yep.
And I think that's got to, if you really want to make it, you got to reframe what you see as the number one objective of everything you do. And many sites make this really easy because you can test offers and traffic sources really fast so you can see which combinations are going to help you build your list. And the last thing that I see as a, I guess, a prediction or a trend or maybe words of warning, kind of like the spirit of Christmas future, you know, showing you the grave, is that you need to do what's proven to work. And the masses are going off in a million different directions. And, you know, people fall for the gimmicks and the schemes and the latest, you know, teach me something new. And people will promise you a lot, but they rarely deliver, especially in the long run. When you're using gimmicky methods that are the latest fad, you're running a promotion. You're not running a real business. Because how many of these things, you know, blog and ping and all these other things that people were doing, that they were touting as the second coming, you never hear about anymore. And so, you know, internet marketing in any niche comes down to doing three things really, really well. Creating solid products that solve problems or fill a pressing need. Creating and driving targeted traffic from reliable, predictable, non-gimmicky sources. And third is conversion. You know, using tools that turn lookers into subscribers and customers by putting targeted offers in front of them. So, you know, again, I see just mini sites or micro sites as the key if you want to, you know, if you want to move fast and find the opportunities, and everything else is just fluff. But ultimately, value is the key. People, especially with the economy, now that it's in everybody's consciousness, people don't want to, you know, they don't have money to waste. And they never did have money to waste, but now they realize they don't have money to waste. So they're looking at every purchase, not once, but twice, but multiple times before they ever pull the trigger and pull out that credit card. So, you know, you've got to over-deliver after the sale to keep them from getting buyer's remorse. And that buyer's remorse is going to also, I predict, significantly rise unless you proactively find ways to cut down on it. So stuff like unadvertised bonuses or additional training, you know, just teaching them how to do it better, do it faster, and get greater effect out of what they bought for you. So that's what I see. You know, I don't know how much of that is the, you know, the Swami crystal ball stuff, but I think a lot of that's just the scar tissue of you know, 10 years now. 10 plus years of doing this and seeing some ups and downs.
And you know what, Jim, that's what I love about you is that you're always willing to just say exactly what's on your mind, and I think a lot of what you've outlined here this evening is great food for thought for everybody, because it really takes us back and makes us reflect. And certainly, you know, as we're moving forward, that's something that we want to do. We want to take a look at where we're at and what we can do to get our business to the next level. And as we wind down here, Jim, I want to give you a chance to, if people are interested to find out more about you and learn from you, how can they go about doing that?
I think your best bet is to just go check out thenetreporter.com. which is my membership site. I've also got my free blog at igottatellyou.com, igottatellyou.com. Either one of those, you'll be able to find out more about me.
Great. And so as we wind down here, Jim, any final thoughts before we move on?
The biggest thing is that there are no magic answers. And making it online, selling to anybody online, really comes down to just understanding the niche, solving their problems, satisfying their desires, and doing it in a way that will last, that you can sustain, that's predictable, that's measurable, and isn't based on gimmicks or the latest fad.
Right. Well, Jim, I took a bunch of notes here, and you gave a ton of great information. I really want to thank you for your support with the World Teacher Aid campaign and the predictions call, and also for the info you gave here tonight. Excellent stuff. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, great. Thanks. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Jim Edwards telling you. Thanks. Let's quickly recap some of the stuff he covered here tonight. Number one, he's just said, look, you know what? Looking back, there's a massive trend as far as, the people following the lemming mentality, where the followers following the follower. And he said, look, you can't separate online and offline anymore. And people are using all kinds of tools, and they're just following people, and they don't really know if it's working, don't really know if it's effective. One of the things that he started doing was, rather than abandoning tried-and-true methods, he started going to utilizing live events online in the forms of webinars. He said these are great ways to build relationships, to give great value, and as such, that's when you begin to build the trust and so forth, and that's really what you want to use is tried-and-true methods. He said, there's a lot of overwhelm in the marketplace and in general. There's just so much information, and it's just reaching gigantic levels, and that's something that we all want to be aware of, and he talks about that a little later on. He said, we got talking about video, and he said there's going to be an explosion of video tools in the next little while, and these tools are going to focus on helping you get video done quicker, faster, easier. He said there's going to be tools for all kinds of different things with video. He said focus on the ones that help you get it done fast. He said no longer can a video take you a day to get up. You've got to be able to get it done and up in less than an hour. You want to use it. Speed is the focus, and use it to drive traffic and so forth. We got talking about his business model. I'm really intrigued by this because, Jim certainly adopted a business model that's working very, very well, and it's slightly different than what a lot of people are, and it's the wagon wheel where you have the center spoke of it is the focal point of the entire business. That's your relationship driver. Jim uses a membership site to do that, but he also suggested you can use a blog, and then from there out go the spokes, and on the ends of those spokes are all your different direct response mini sites, and they all work in conjunction and driving people back to the main center hub and vice versa out to the other spokes. And he said, people are looking for a leader, and that's really what you want to do to step up. And he said, using the combo of a mini site or blog to develop the relationships and then drive people to direct response websites is really the winning combination. In the upcoming 12 months, he said, listen, focus on distribution. What are distribution methods totally outside of what is being used in your niche? Look at things like specialty magazine, blog ads, creating physical products to generate leads in actual physical stores. These are all ideas of getting outside of the norm and really focusing on distribution. He said people's time is going to be even more limited. So, micro sites are probably going to gain a lot of popularity and speed, and these are sites that just get right to the point. They're more benefit-driven. It's not the big, long sales letter that you're commonly used to just because people don't have time to look at them. The question becomes, how fast can you enter the conversation of your customer and really get in their mind as far as that goes? The combination of mini sites and video is going to be a winning combination because of the micro sites. He said the other thing that to look for, and this was very intriguing, I put a star beside this, people will pay for someone to filter info, $10, $15, $20 a month, just because there's so much information available. They would just rather pay for somebody just to distill it down into what they need to know. Very interesting opportunity there for everybody listening. The other thing he said, focus on building your list with a purpose. A lot of people do it by accident or as a side benefit of selling products. He said, focus on ways that you can build a list and sell at the same time rather than just selling. Focus on building the list and selling. And the other thing to that Jim brought up was do what's proven to work. Focus on long-term success strategies, creating products that solve people's problems, driving targeted traffic to those products, and then focusing on your conversions. And at the end of the day, there are no magic answers. Just understand your niche, deliver great value, and go from there. So great stuff from Jim Edwards.